his life. Former president and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is blaming the rhetoric of his Democratic opponents for the incident. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Trump tells Fox News Digital accused gunman Ryan Ruth believed rhetoric from President Biden and Kamala Harris and acted on it. Trump says the rhetoric's causing him to be shot at. It was a different tone than the one Trump adopted immediately after July's assassination attempt, when he called for a unity and cooling political tensions.
We rise together or we fall apart.
Today, Trump says Biden and Harris use highly inflammatory language, and while he could do that too, far better than them, he doesn't. The accused gunman backed Trump online as recently as 4 years ago, but has since expressed support for the Democrats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations reports the Taliban has suspended a polio vaccination campaign scheduled for Afghanistan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A devastating setback for polio eradication, since the virus is one of the world's worst. The UN heard the news just before the September immunization campaign was due to start. No reason was given, and no one from the Taliban-controlled government was immediately available for comment. Afghanistan is one of just two countries in which the spread of the potentially fatal, paralyzing disease has never been stopped. The other's Pakistan. It's likely that the Taliban's decision will have major repercussions for other countries in the region and beyond. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes have killed 16 people in the Gaza Strip, including 5 women and 4 children. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
A strike early Monday flattened a home in a rebuilt refugee camp in central Gaza, killing at least 10 people, including 4 women and 2 children. Hospital records show that the dead included a mother, her child, and her 5 siblings. Another strike on a home in Gaza City killed 6 people, including a woman and 2 children, according to the civil defense, first responders who operate under the Hamas-run government. Israel says it only targets militants and accuses Hamas and other armed groups of endangering civilians by operating in residential areas. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Australia is imposing additional sanctions on Iranian officials on the second anniversary of the jailing and death of Mahsa Amini, the 22-year-old Kurdish-Iranian woman who was arrested in Iran and died in police custody in September of 2022 for improperly wearing her hijab. Australia's foreign affairs minister said Monday Australia stood in solidarity with Iranian women and girls in their struggle for equality and empowerment. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong on Monday announced financial sanctions and travel bans on senior security and law enforcement officials who've allegedly been involved in the violent repression of protests in Iran. She said the human rights situation in Iran was dire as female activists continued to be detained and handed death sentences. Senator Wong told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that abuses by Iranian authorities have continued since the death of Mahsa Jina Amini 2 years ago. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The 60th regular session of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, the 68th regular session of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA conference, opened at the UN headquarters in Vienna Monday, a 4-day conference in which officials and representatives from the IAEA member states consider a range of challenges facing the nuclear watchdog agency. In his opening address, IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi discussed the threats posed by the war between Russia and Ukraine to nuclear plants in both Ukraine and Russia. But in the area of Iran's nuclear ambitions, Grossi sees a potential for progress with a new government in Iran. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
VOA 1.